Hello and welcome to Star Focus. And in today's show, we're interviewing Margot Mordred. So, Margot, thanks so much for coming onto the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as I'm sure you all know, Margot has starred in a number of films and won several awards. And she regularly participates in charity events.
It's important to give something back.
Fantastic. So, tell us a bit about what you've been doing lately.
Well, right now, I'm rehearsing for a new theatre play that comes out next month. It's been so much fun. I haven't been on stage for ages. About 10 years. But it's great to be back.
Fantastic. So, what else?
Well, I met up with my extended family in Miami last May. We do that every year. It's a bit of a family tradition. Oh, and I've been involved with my charities.
Great. Now, I think we should all congratulate you, as it's your birthday this week, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And it's a big event, because it's your 75th, isn't it?
Yes, but did you have to mention it?
Well, just to celebrate that, we've got a little present for you. A lovely chocolate cake.
I don't like chocolate. Didn't they tell you?
No. Now, you're often referred to as Britain's unluckiest woman because despite your success on the screen, you've had a bit of a tragic love life.
That's right.
As I understand it, you've been married 9 times and 8 of your husbands have either disappeared or died under mysterious circumstances.
Yes. Yes.
Your first husband, Frank Barker, fell under a train, didn't he?
Yes. We were waiting on the platform all alone, and just as the train came into the station, he fell onto the tracks below. It was terrible.
How awful.
Yes, but the life insurance money and the inheritance, which included his castle in Scotland, helped with the emotional pain. Oh, and besides that, I later found out that he'd been unfaithful and had been having an affair with my best friend. So I didn't feel so bad after all.
Okay, so you lost your second husband, Harry Chapman, just a few months later.
Yes, that's right. I met Harry shortly after the death of Frank. One night, he kissed me passionately and proposed to me and we became engaged. He was divorced at the time. And I was single, so it was perfect timing. We had very different views on most things, but as they say, opposites attract. And in our short time together, we became great friends, laughing and joking and sharing some great moments. Anyway, we had a lovely wedding and then went on a cruise ship around the Caribbean for the honeymoon, visiting lots of incredible places. But one night, while we were out at sea far from the shore, he simply disappeared. The captain thinks he must have fallen into the sea. It was very strange. Because